Gavin Christie grew up in Prince Edward County and was influenced by his fisheries scientist father, Jack Christie, who was known for his groundbreaking research of the Great Lakes. Gavin Christie became an ecologist working with agencies on both sides of the border to preserve and protect the Laurentian Great Lakes. The retired ecologist and research manager returned to his roots and recently gave a presentation, The Importance, Preservation, and Protection of the Great Lakes. His continued passion was evident as he spoke to an enthusiastic group of ecology supporters. Gavin Christie tells us more. So Gavin, you're from Prince Edward County originally, and you became interested in fisheries through your father. What background did he have?
Yeah, that's a great question. Dad grew up with Northern Irish immigrant parents in the East End of Toronto. And he just had a connection with nature and the outdoors that he turned into what was his educational pursuit. And then met folks when he arrived at the University of Toronto that got him into the area. Mm. And then he arrived in school at a time in the province of Ontario where folks were very, very interested in taking on the challenges in the middle of the 50s when the world was in a really desperate place in many areas of our fisheries and the natural environment. And there were a school of wonderful fisheries professionals and educators that he joined and there, in which many did work, which was really pivotal to the Great Lakes and beyond.
And I'm sure he kept a passion. So then he ended up in Prince Edward County. Where did you study?
I went to the University of Toronto as well, yeah, for both my undergraduate and graduate work. Yeah.
And then did you automatically come back here right away? Or?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, no, instead jobs took me afar. Mm-hmm. I first, as I think I mentioned, we had a really interesting job with Ontario Hydro around the impacts of impingement of fission in cooling systems at nuclear plants. And that was a short-term piece. And then I joined the Great Lakes Fishery Commission that I mentioned in the talk, and was involved in that sea level rise control for the majority of my career. After about 20X years, I had the opportunity to come back here for a couple of years, a wonderful chance, and I worked at Glenora and was involved in managing and assessing fisheries here on Lake Ontario, and that was great for a couple of years. It gave me a chance to also spend time with my mom, who at the time was at the start of an illness, so it was a wonderful opportunity, but a bit of a way because we lived in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And so my first job with the Fisher Commission was in Sault Ste. Marie for 4 years, and then I moved to Ann Arbor, and we were there, which was the home of the Fisher Commission, through till 2010. And then I took the position that I finished my career with Fisheries and Oceans Canada, managing the Great Lakes Research Program.
If you wanted to tell somebody what you think is the most important thing going forward, what would you say?
Critical to moving forward effectively in all areas of natural resource and environmental management is the investment in, reliance on, and trust in good science. It's the only way to get out of what would be the challenges of political influence on decision making. We've talked a bunch today about Great Lakes fishes and fisheries management and the issue of managing harvest with those animals. And you can imagine that there are lots of influences on those things that could be driven by false information. And then similarly, issues of dealing with, I mentioned working with the shipping industry to manage ballast water to prevent invasive species. Non-trivial investment by the industry, right? And so the decisions around doing that, there needed to be a reliance around the new regulations that Canada put in place, a reliance on the evidence that was brought forward. And so that's a good example of where that's worked well. So again, I just emphasize that independence and support for science is critical.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, frequencynews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.